Isn't that great? Different musicians from the same family lifting musical ideas from Bach. We know Rachmaninoff knew about that particular fugue because at the Moscow Conservatory where he studied, that fugue is commonly given as an exercise where it's played instead of single notes. With octaves in both hands. Now compare this with the left hand we talked about a moment ago. So, while we're citing Bach as an influence on this piece, I'd like to move our attention to the third and final section of our analysis, the form of the mystery piece. Possibly the first ever long form for music was the theme and variations. Just like you'd guess, there would be a tune and then variations on it. Now, in the Baroque era, a stretch from about 1600 to 1750, there were two very grand and powerful forms that descended from the theme and variations. The Passacaglia, and the Chaconne. Bach's music is celebrated for being very workable on different instruments from where it was written. Just taking the first fugue from his final masterwork, The Art of Fugue, I've heard it performed by everything from full orchestra to a saxophone quartet. Incidentally, his music also works well with a very minor bit of tweaking on the classical guitar, an instrument notorious for being difficult to write for. Let's listen to Andres Segovia's arrangement of the Chaconne from Bach's Violin Partita in D minor, 6 Baker Street, for guitar. While there is a bit of confusion over just which one is which, we can roughly say that a chaconne is a set of variations on a group of chords, or a chord progression, while a passacaglia is variations over a ground bass. You've all heard it. The song goes everywhere, but the bass player keeps playing the same thing. It just so happens that Bach also wrote a very famous passacaglia for organ in C minor. Just to show you that whenever we need an example, Bach is there. Once, in a conversation about musical forms, my composition teacher in college told me that towards the end of his life, an ailing J.S. Bach expressed sincere concern that other composers living after him wouldn't have anything left to compose, because presumably he did it all. And, of course, did it well. This is the Bach Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor, arranged for full orchestra by Leopold Stokowski and performed by the San Francisco Orchestra with Pierre Monteau conducting. Now that you've heard about our song's hook, its coloration, and its form, I think it's about time we reveal the mystery piece. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. Once again, I apologize for leaving our introduction on a dark note. But as Orson Welles once said, if you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story. I'm Pierre Miller.